The family of an 18-year-old murdered 11 years ago say their lives have been torn apart. Damien Duffy was beaten and stabbed after leaving a nightclub on the Stewartstown Road in Belfast. No one has ever been convicted of the killing, but yesterday police announced they were reopening the investigation. Speaking to our reporter Lisa McAllister, Damien's brother Patrick said he promised his brother on his deathbed that he would get justice.
He was out at a nightclub, the Derby House nightclub, you called it at the time. It's now called Beckett's. And he came out and there was a bit of commotion in the club and whatever, it spilled out on the outside the club. And he was there and he was one of the last ones. Like, I think most of them ran away and he was left with him and a friend, I think. And he just didn't get away. He beat the pulp. I seen him in London, his body was just a mess. Just total mess. It's just in bits.
He was transferred to London because his injuries were so bad?
He got they airlifted him over in from the Royal Victoria Hospital to King's College Hospital in London, and they were waiting on a liver transplant, but it was too late. He didn't survive, and they just switched everything off, and we never ever got to talk to him again, or we never got to speak to him since it happened to him.
Can you remember the last time you saw him?
Yeah, I can remember. I'll never forget it. Made him a bowl of stew, and that was him for the night. He was the Saturday night. He went out and just never seen him again after that. Never got to speak to him. He just never came around. They just come in to us and says, we're going to be switching everything off here. And he just went totally grey and cold and white, and he was gone.
Before they turned the machines off, Patrick, you made a promise to Damien.
I just promised him that I would get justice for him. I made that promise just before he died. I just whispered in his ear that I would get him justice.
You're very clearly still heartbroken about the loss of your brother, and that's 11 years on. Is it getting him justice that's driving you?
I just want closure. For my mum and my dad, and most of all for Damien. The promise I made, I want to try and keep the promise I made.
What would you say to anybody out there with any information as to what happened to Damien that night?
I would absolutely beg anybody with any information, just slightest, even if you don't think it's any way connected, or just a simple bit of information, could you please contact PSNI with anything at all. We'll never forget him, and they'll always be in our thoughts every day, but just like the perpetrator of this, to be caught and punished. Every morning I wake up and he's in my dreams. Sometimes at night time I can't sleep, just thinking about him. Just what I could have had him, and like nephews, and just his life, what he would have did with his life, and he never got a chance.
11 years later, it's still very raw.
It never goes away. I try and get on with my life. My wife's pregnant at the minute, and she's due in August. I just wish the things were some sort of closure and justice.
Is that one of the reasons it's still so raw, that nobody's actually been charged with his murder?
Yes, I miss him, but the fact that nobody's been charged is, it's unbelievable.
Do you think it would be easier for all of you to cope with your grief if you could point at somebody and say, you did this, and you're being punished?
I'm responsible. Somebody to be held responsible for taking his life away at such an age. And he was a gentleman. He was a big gentleman. He wouldn't have just to be diced his life just taken away like that. I just want to try and have somebody arrested for his murder, charged, and do the time that they deserve.
Well, emotional stuff there from that gentleman talking to Lisa. Detective Chief Inspector Justin Galloway is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning, Stephen.
You can hear the devastation in Patrick's voice.
Absolutely. The pain is... and the hurt is raw now, 11 years on. I've met Patrick and his mum and dad, and it's, they live with this every day, and 11 years have passed, and it hasn't got any easier for them.
Why are you reopening the case?
Well, there are a number of factors we take into consideration when we look at cases going back a number of years. And in this particular case, it is my assessment that there are still people out there who have not come forward and given us the information that they have and they hold. And I'm hoping that 11 years on, that their circumstances has changed, they've grown up, and that they will listen to Patrick and feel that the time is now right for them to come forward and provide the evidence that this case needs to take it to another stage.
Are you confident?
I'm confident because I believe people... This was a confrontation. A lot of young people were involved, and I'm confident because I believe those people now, they're 11 years older, obviously. They're in a different place. They've grown up to some extent, and I think they will realise that what happened to Damien was wrong. It shouldn't have happened, and that they can make a difference and they can do something to put this right.
But you must have a specific lead, or you'd be reopening cases all over the place.
Well, as I say, there are a number of aspects, a number of circumstances which result in a case being reopened. It's not that we do this with every case. And the main reason in this case is that my confidence that there's a witness or witnesses there who were there on the night or perhaps were with the person who murdered Damien the night afterwards or in the days afterwards who hold the key to us taking this case to the next stage.